When stories of child sexual abuse top the headlines, it shines a disturbing spotlight on the issue. Deontay Caraway, a 22-year-old former teacher's aide, recently pleaded not guilty to federal child pornography charges in a case that so far includes close to a dozen children between the ages of 9 and 12. Although the subject may be uncomfortable, even sickening to most adults, it may be a good time to talk to your child about sexual abuse. I talked to psychologist Dr. Kimberly Brooks about how to have that discussion in an age-appropriate way.
So with a very young child, it's more a conversation about their body and their body parts and keeping that conversation using anatomically correct terms so that they're comfortable with the discussion about their body in general and that they're comfortable with talking about specific body parts using correct language. As children get older, the more casual and playfully you can talk about it, the better. With teenagers, it can come up as you're driving to games or driving to school. It can come up as a result of songs that you hear on the radio and sharing mistakes and decisions that you've made.
Dr. Brooks says don't just have the big talk. Have regular family time to keep the lines of communication open.
I'm a big proponent of having regular family time so that it's not a set aside time that you sit down and discuss difficult issues, but regularly at dinner time, family game night, family movie night, whatever it is, there's a regular time for everyone to sit down, come together, and talk about all kinds of things, not anything in particular, but if this happens to come up, this is the venue for it because we have family time.
Also, talk to your kids about social media and technology.
You have to be there to monitor them. The days where we can sit our kids down in front of a TV and go about our day doing something, I think, are really gone.
Put some groundwork in place that makes them less vulnerable.
Because again, it's not the apps and it's not the devices that make them vulnerable. Vulnerable kids gravitate toward the things that cause them harm.
Dr. Kimberly Brooks of Dr. Kimberly Brooks and Associates.